Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
We're going to start with this one. Mounted officers in Florida were performing lawful duties around 1:48 a.m. when 27-year-old Alicia Lalani decided to hit the horse in the rear end. Mm-mm. An officer who witnessed the slap said that he saw Lalani walk behind his partner, who was also riding a police horse, open his hand, and slap the horse's rear end. Officers said that Lalani expressed surprise after they told him that he was under arrest, claiming that he didn't know he wasn't allowed to hit horses.
Dumbass. Did you see Parabellum, the John Wick, the third movie?
No.
There's a couple of scenes where he has the horse kick back and clock somebody. It's great.
So he flat out said he didn't know that he wasn't allowed to hit the horses.
Yeah, you are. Hey, man, allowed.
Let's go out tonight and hit the horses. Let's do that.
Let's kick police dogs.
Lalani was taken into custody and charged with a battery on a police horse.
Yeah.
Chuck stuff off a bridge.
Oh,
lots of stuff.
There's lots.
You can stomp the printer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Late night pitch and play.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, so here's a follow-up story from one I had yesterday. 911 operators got a call from the wife of a man who shot and killed his downstairs neighbors after one of the neighbors. And so there was a 75-year-old man. He killed these two 81-year-old people. They were members of the homeowners organization, homeowners association. And so now we know why he did it.
Okay.
So this is the follow-up.
What could possibly be the reason?
So he went downstairs, shot and killed two of his neighbors after one of the neighbors yelled at his wife for leaving the community laundry room door open.
Mm-hmm. It seems like something you execute people over.
Yep, he did it in front of another neighbor and the mailman.
Well, now I'm going to have to kill you.
Before walking himself upstairs to inform his wife what he had done, when detectives arrived, the murderous man was in shock, sitting in a chair, and told authorities, "I lost my temper.
You left a bounce sheet in the dryer. Well, Grandma, I'm coming back to murder you."
The man was taken into custody. Deputies reported he had a concealed carry permit and regularly carried his gun on his body for protection.
Huh.
But he had a gun, and he got angry, and he went and killed them over being told to close the door of the laundry room. Insane. Police were needed to break up a fight Friday night between two 30-year-old men dressed as Christmas characters who were attending a work-related holiday party.
They were brawling?
I wish I could see one of these things live. Yeah. It cracks me up when people are in costume and they're fighting. One of the 30-year-old men who was dressed as the Grinch was arrested for allegedly assaulting the other man who was dressed as a reindeer.
Yes!
Police were called to the Hotel Indigo Friday night and discovered the man dressed as a reindeer defending himself from the Grinch as the Grinch was punching him. Police believe the incident was fueled by alcohol and not the size of either man's heart. So they got into a fight and they got arrested over that. Here's a story out of Clearwater. Now, this is pretty messed up, all right? A man has been arrested for allegedly launching into a sick rampage while taking a friend's golden doodle for a walk. Chad Mason horrified a group of adults and a child after he abandoned any idea of walking the dog and instead began sexually assaulting the animal.
Oh, my God.
The shocking incident unfolded on Sunday afternoon when the Florida man allegedly took his pants down in a busy street and started to do that right there.
Jeez.
Bystanders immediately called the police, but as officers arrived, Mason stormed off and is accused of destroying a nativity scene at a nearby church as well. He inexplicably initiated the contact with the dog in front of numerous witnesses, including adults and a juvenile. Police said that as officers...
So you're telling me I can't have sex with the dog around the holidays?
As officers...
I want my country back.
...arrived, and Mason ran to the nearby Northwood Presbyterian Church, where he knocked over a nativity display, broke potted plants, and tossed children's toys from the playground area. Officials estimated about $400 in damages to the church. Mason claimed that he knew the owner of the dog and was taking it for a walk.
I know the owner.
Yeah, come on.
It's okay.
He's being held in the county jail pending a court appearance. And then I have this other dog story, wholly different. A Georgia sheepdog named Casper proved that he might be the baddest canine in the country after he was attacked by an entire pack of coyotes and won. The 8-on-1 fight.
Yeah.
lasted for over a half hour.
Wow.
And Casper emerged victorious, and the coyotes, he killed all eight of them.
Well, killed eight yep. coyotes and saved the herd.
Farm owner John Wirewillers said that this group of coyotes were particularly unafraid of him. And while he didn't feel threatened himself, Casper appeared to be the pack's target. He came out of the fence here and killed more, and they had a fight all the way up and down this creek. It wasn't a short thing.
You want a piece of me?
He said it was like a half hour. When the dust settled, Casper was nowhere to be seen, but there was evidence that he took a beating. John feared the worst. He said if he wasn't killed, we knew he was hurt because we found parts of his tail and blood, so we were worried about him. Finally, after 2 days in the wild, Casper came home, battered and bruised with a number of deep wounds, but he was alive.
It's amazing.
Yeah. He said he kind of was looking at me like, boss, stop looking at me. How bad do I look? Just take care of me. Casper's injuries were substantial, but as the old saying goes, you should see the other guy. It looked like a coyote grabbed his skin and peeled it right off, he said. Lifeline Animal Project stepped in to help, launching a GoFundMe campaign to cover Casper's $15,000 hospital bill. The campaign quickly exceeded their goal, raising enough funds to fully cover Casper and save future animals as well.
It's a hell of a dog.
Coyotes typically don't hunt in packs like wolves. However, they are known to be very social animals that run in smaller family groups. However, when food gets scarce, coyotes can team up and sometimes will even cooperatively hunt with other species to secure a meal. And most likely this was a large litter of pups.
I saw a coyote yesterday, the day before, on Germantown Avenue.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I was shopping at the Wawa.
Oh, okay.
No, it was really early, so he's running down the street. Huh.
They said this was a large litter of pups that hadn't left mom and dad quite yet, giving them strength in numbers as well as the confidence to mount a large attack.
Wow.
But yeah, he killed all eight of them. That's crazy.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
A California family is praising their teenage son for helping free his father earlier this month after being trapped underneath the truck that they were working on. This is a wild story. Ooh. Matthew Wilkinson said, despite getting home late on what should have been a normal Monday night, he couldn't put off working on the brakes on his work truck. And when his teenage son came to check on him, he enlisted his help. This time, the rotor was stuck, and he said, I couldn't get a good angle, so I slid my body underneath the truck and was hitting it, he said. And the second it popped off, the truck fell. I know it rolled forward because I saw it roll forward, and it fell right on top of me. All I could think about was the breath coming out of me. I was just squished. I couldn't talk. I couldn't yell. The family's home security camera captured the terrifying moment. The accident left Wilkinson with a punctured lung, broken ribs, and a separated shoulder. But while he was in the hospital, he said that he couldn't figure out how he managed to free himself. He said, all this time in the hospital, trying to figure out how I got from under that truck. And then he said he remembered the surveillance cameras. He said, I called my kid, had him look at them at the surveillance camera, and they realized he had lifted the truck enough for me to roll out from underneath it.
It's amazing.
The kid's 15.
Yeah.
All right, he's a freshman at the high school. He regularly helps his dad out with work on the vehicle. He said, it just dropped right on him. I was scared. I heard him make a noise like his soul was leaving his body. It was crazy. He said, I just ran over and I tried as hard as I could to get it up enough to get him out. And apparently it was enough. And his father said, my son is my hero. He saved my life. That's insane. That's
amazing that you'd go back. The video is how you find out. You have no idea how you got out.
Yeah, and it's one of those adrenaline moments that apparently he mustered up somehow or another. He was like, if the animals can find the strength.
Why can't we? That's a good question.
Crazy. A deputy was arrested following what Sheriff Wayne Ivey called, this is a terrible story, called the accidental shooting death of 23-year-old Deputy Austin Walsh in Palm Bay over the weekend. And Deputy Andrew Lawson was charged with manslaughter by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement following the incident. Ivy said, calling the shooting, quote, an extremely dumb and totally avoidable accident. Ivy said Lawson and Walsh, who were roommates, were taking a break from playing video games in the early morning hours on Saturday when Lawson jokingly pointed what he believed was an unloaded handgun at Walsh and pulled the trigger.
You never do that.
These are police officers.
Yeah.
Lawson immediately called 911, but Walsh was dead by the time officers arrived. They arrested Lawson. They had to. On manslaughter charges following the shooting, Lawson turned himself in. Ivy described Lawson and Walsh as the best of friends and said Lawson was completely devastated over the incident. He fully cooperated with state investigators. The sheriff said, folks, this unnecessary and totally avoidable incident not only took the life of an amazing young man and deputy, but it has also forever changed the life of another good young man who made an extremely poor and reckless decision.
You can never do that. No. Never.
While further details about the incident and the weapon used in the shooting were unknown on Monday, law enforcement officers are typically trained to never point a gun or even something that looks like a gun at anything they don't intend to shoot. So this is just a horrible, unfortunate story. But it's a reminder. It's a cautionary tale. Don't ever, ever do that. A new social media trend has people surrounding shoppers' cars with shopping carts, meaning they put them together in a train and essentially form a circle all the way around the car.
Okay.
They often catch people off guard, upset, and they're doing it for views. And it recently happened to Henrietta Love. She needed to grab a few things from the grocery store and was shocked by what she saw when she came back outside. She said there were these people there are these people that are going to pick the wrong person to prank one day, and it's not going to be pretty. Her 30-minute trip to the neighborhood market turned into 2 hours. She said there was a man in the parking lot, and he kept saying that his manager, Dave, told him to do that. So I turned around, went back into the store looking for this Dave. The store manager told Love that there wasn't Dave there.
There was no Dave?
Went back outside with her. And she's like, who are you to these guys? You don't work here. You don't work here. And both of them came saying, yes, we do. We do. We were hired this morning. She said, apparently these two individuals are known to the police department. They've had other incidents with them. So she went into defense mode and said the pranksters, of course, were videotaping her the entire time. The two men ended up getting ticketed for trespassing. So watch out. This is something that might be happening where they surround your car with shopping carts. U.S. Marshals have made an arrest in the attack on a fast food worker that happened last month in Antioch, California, at a restaurant called the Habit Burger Grill. 19-year-old Erica Palomera is an assistant manager who was punched in the face during the attack. She was hit so hard, she lost her eye.
Oh, my God.
From this hit, and I saw the video. It's brutal. She learned that U.S. Marshals arrested the man that investigators believe had punched her. According to a detective, Ashley Crandall of the police department said, through our investigation, we learned that the victim, the employee, was assaulted protecting another customer with intellectual disability. Bianca says that a young man was being bullied by another customer in the lobby of the restaurant, and she says that her manager asked her to tell him to leave, which she did, the guy just started wailing on her. Punched her multiple times after that. Police have arrested 20-year-old Isaac White Carter, who faces felony charges of mayhem and assault causing great bodily harm. To this day, she says, though, she has no regrets. She said, I'd do it over again, but if I could go back, I just wish that other people would have come and helped, too.
That would have been nice.
Bianca has a temporary eye until the permanent prosthetic one is made. I mean, like, her eye is gone.
That's just horrific.
Yep. Since the attack, though, thousands of people have donated money to help her. She's now thinking of going back to school. She's received letters from those in other states who have family members with special needs who wrote her to say thank you for standing up. White Carter is in jail right now. Police say that he may also face a hate crime charge for allegedly using racial slurs against Bianca before the attack happened. So, terrible story. That is what I have, though, to end the Bizarre File with this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.